USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is relaxing its guidelines on wearing face masks outside. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying fully vaccinated people can gather in smaller crowds without masks. Louisiana is also lifting their mask mandate. Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards saying it's a reflection of where the state is at this stage of the pandemic.
With basically flat or small increases with the very low and stable baselines, I've decided that we are going to take some steps in further reducing restrictions.
The United States military says warning shots were fired after Iranian ships came too close to American vessels. The Iranian fast inshore attack craft came within 68 yards from American ships on Monday in the Arabian Gulf. Incidents like this are not uncommon, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are reacting to allegations against special climate envoy John Kerry.
Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is accused of telling Iran about Israeli operations, and now there are demands for him to be investigated and resign over allegedly telling America's secrets to an adversary. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Fox News.
This is something that deserves a Senate investigation. If it is indeed proven to be accurate, then John Kerry should seriously consider resignation. What really worries me a good bit, how you could see these despotic regimes emboldened to push back on the United States.
Kerry denies the allegations. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The State Department issuing a new travel advisory urging all Americans interested in leaving Afghanistan to do so ASAP. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is targeting international criminals helping smuggle migrants. He announced Customs and Border Protection will lead Operation Centennial to work with other police agencies. Mayorkas saying the departments want to disrupt every facet of the logistical network these organizations use to succeed. Nicole Bishop is the Kendall County, Texas, district attorney. She says the smugglers are having a field day along the U.S.-Mexico border.
What's happening is they are making more money in the flesh trade right now than they are on drugs. It costs about $12,000 for someone to be allowed by the cartel to cross into the U.S. So they are just making money hand over feet right now.
Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy adding on Fox News, the administration is doing everyone along the border no favors.
What the administration is doing is embarrassing. And worse than that, it's endangering Texas. And I want all the folks that I represent in Texas and everybody else watching this around the country to know that cartels aren't just happening at the border, they're happening in your communities.
And finally, the NHL and Turner Sports are in agreement on a new 7-year television rights deal. The agreement gives Turner the rights to broadcast the annual NHL Winter Classic each year, along with the Stanley Cup Finals in 2023, 2025, and 2027. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.